The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Grady Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, fellow realtor, partner, husband, Pat Devaney.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Jackie.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. They named a holiday after you, huh?
Yes, they did.
Uh-huh. What are you doing for this St. Patrick's Day?
I'm on the radio.
Yes. Well, are you going to have corned beef?
Yes, corned beef and cabbage.
And are you going to be marching in any parades this year?
Not this year.
Okay. We're here with our special guest, 2 weeks in a row, Scott Frazier, interior designer. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks for coming back. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too.
And to you also.
I hope you celebrate with a green beer or something.
Absolutely.
All right, good.
I am an Irish boy, a local Irish boy, so I absolutely do that.
All right. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Search the MLS or view our listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. It's mobile friendly. Also on jruddy.com, we have all our archive radio shows. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Okay, Scott Frazier, interior designer, tell me a little bit about yourself and your background, please.
My name is Scott Frazier, as you all well know, and my background is studied design at Marywood. I worked at Ethan Allen in Dixon City. I was there for 11 years, and I've been an interior designer for 15, and I run my own interior design business, which would encompass, of course, interior design, but also feng shui, which is one of the big topics that we're discussing, and another part of the business is furniture refurbishment, in terms of if you had a piece that was old and needed some repair, like to the finish and things like that, the application that I do to it brings the finish back again. I call it like a 40-year facelift, but it keeps the original patina, which is where the value is.
Excellent.
Because many times if you get a piece stripped, the value's gone. You know, the collectors,
you lose the value.
Yeah,
yes.
The collectors want the original finish. They want the patina. So the application that I apply to it keeps the original finish. I just give it a 40-year facelift.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay. We were talking last week about feng shui. Mm-hmm. You said we could say whatever we want, right?
Correct.
And it's about wind and water and bringing positive energy into our lives, the qi.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's about controlling the energy or the qi. It's how you control it.
Now, we talked about several things last week. Foyers being, or the main door point of entry that we use in our houses, is where we need to focus on, and where we might be losing qi, and where we might be able to bring qi in and
right.
keep it positive.
Right, right.
And you talked about placement of things, plants, mm-hmm. mirrors, rocks.
Right.
All right. Let's go back to the rock.
Okay.
How do we incorporate?
Rather than having everybody who's listening run up to Naog and pull something out of the gorge, it's not what I want you to do. What you can use it in terms of, if you were to put a fountain there, and again, make sure that the flow of it is coming into the house, because we want prosperity and positive qi and energy, positive energy to flow in. You turn it the other way, you may push it out. We don't want to do that. Or it's also a symbol of, think of it going, because it's going away. So the other thing you want to do is shoes. And this is going to go back to the rock, piecing this all together. You're going to see that the shoes, which many times are by front doors, get them out of there, put them in a closet, whatever, if it's there, because that represents travel and moving. And if there's shoes there, it's too much movement. So it means you're always coming and going, and you're going to end up in a very hectic, busy life that has a lot of stress. So when you walk in your house, there should be more of a calming feeling just for you. You know, that's your sanctuary.
So and throw the shoes out.
Away from the door. Don't throw them out.
Get them away from the door.
I'm listening here. You don't. One thing she doesn't
she
do.
She just wants some shoes. She wants new shoes. She doesn't that's
throw,
what's going on.
She's got more shoes than Imelda Marcos. She does not throw shoes out.
Well, I want some quiet peace.
That's right.
Peace.
And when you come in our back door,
and then you want to think of storage, and you know, with the shoes, again, it's just eliminating clutter, which is so important.
Well, we leave them at the back door because I don't want people traipsing dirt through the house. So I thought it was a good thing.
Here's what you could do.
Okay.
Because the shoes, all the shoes there would represent that sort of activity and the coming and the going to slow it down. And this is in my own front hall. So listen up, folks, okay? Because you're going to feel my genius right now. In my front hall, when you walk in my house, yes, all the shoes are there.
Right.
Okay? And it's my front hall and my kitchen and the office is all, it all flows through and it's all tile. So everything would get dragged in through to the kitchen. And being a little bit of a neat freak and OCD, that would make me insane. So, of course, shoes, not visitors, they can wear shoes, but those of us who live in my house, you got to take them off.
Right.
So I have a trough there, you know, like the boot trough.
Mm-hmm.
People know what they are. It's literally like a little bin or trough, plastic, metal, whatever it is. And I would shy away from the plastic. That's bad feng shui, but the metal's good. Or if you had a wooden one, because that would represent wood, which is one of the five elements. What I did with mine is it's there, and mine is filled with river rocks. Which, there's the rocks, you see?
Yeah, those smile, you brought those smooth, the rocks in.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
Pick them up at the dollar store. They sell them by the bag.
Yes, they do.
And you just fill the trough bottom with it, and here's what it does, which is great. It brings the rock in that I spoke of, which slows that really active chi down of all the shoes. And it gives the shoes storage, eliminates the clutter, because all the shoes aren't thrown all over. They're all in one space.
Neat.
Housed by one unit. Neat. And the practical part of it is the fact that especially in we're in March and you know we're coming out of it, but we're going to get a lot of rain now and mud, right? Mm-hmm. And we had just gotten through a period of a ton of snow and slush. When you come in and take your shoes off and you put them on the rocks, everything that melts and it drains down through the stones. So that way when you pick your shoes up, they're a little cleaner. So you don't track a lot of stuff around. And then you can, you know, and then every once a month or whatever, move the rocks out, hit the bin with the hose, throw them back in. So there's a lot of practical use for something like that. But that's a great way to bring rocks in.
That was brilliant because I didn't know how I was going to solve this problem.
I told you.
Yes, very
genius.
Good.
Told you.
Got to get rid of the plastic, Jake.
Yeah, we have the plastic bins.
And it is hectic by the back
and
door.
He described my life. Hectic, running all the time.
See?
Yes.
Because that's the energy that's coming in there.
Uh-huh.
It'll slow down for you a little bit.
But
which won't mean your business will die. It doesn't mean that.
I want to be busy. I like to be busy.
But in a happy way,
Not in the house.
No, not in the house. But I thrive on being, you know, very go
active.
All the time, active all the time. But it could be a little calmer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the same guy. Like, you know, I'm always going, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, when I actually get the opportunity to slow down, it's a wonderful thing. But if the environment isn't conducive to that, it's not going to happen.
Uh-huh.
You need to create it.
There you go. All right. Well, that's why you're here. So we're bringing in the five elements of feng shui are earth, fire, wood, water, and metal, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So we're bringing all of these elements into our living space, into each area.
Correct.
All right. So we just solved a problem at the main point of entry, exit. Mm-hmm. All right. Good. What else do we need to think about?
Well, let's move forward to if in that foyer on if you walk in and there is a wall directly in front of you, which is a scenario that I believe one of you had brought up before. One of the things you can do is paint that wall red, because red by the front door like that, it introduces prosperity, activity, but in a happier, more positive chi. And if there's a piece in front of it, say if you have a lot of people will put a table in that foyer if the foyer is large enough. We see it all the time. One of the things you want to be cautious of or aware of in that environment is the chi that if you perhaps inherited it, or if you maybe picked it up at a yard sale or an antique shop, or if you picked it up at a secondhand store, It's called repetitive or inherited chi, because it's going to come with the piece. So if that piece that you inherited comes from your aunt, who's incredible and she's sweet and she's loaded, let's hope so, you're going to bring that energy into that space, because that's the chi that came with the piece.
What if you don't have a history on the on the piece? What if you got it at an auction place?
I was thinking come from an auction place.
Yeah, that buffet, that
the one in the front?
No, the one.
One
in
the thing, back. There are okay, certain, yeah. And you know, for us to keep it lighter, I won't dive into all the tons of meanings, but there are certain rituals or practices, or even like that you would say or do over the piece to clear the chi off of it. So if you're unaware of what it is,
right.
I'd probably get it like cleansed.
Mm-hmm.
And any practitioner can do that.
I see.
And you're not bringing in like crazy wing of bat and stuff. No, you're not. Literally, it would be like, it would be, some will walk around with a plate of like candles and like the rinds of like citrus fruits and things like that. And it'll cleanse the chi.
All right.
Off of a piece that has negative chi attached to it.
Okay.
And that really would address, I think, a foyer pretty well. It'll give your listeners some semblance of ideas that they can use. And then if we move into the living room, as I said, one of the things with the sofa is you want to be aware of if it's directly in front of the opening that comes into the space. Now, if it's a secondary opening, it's fine. If you come in the front door and you go to another opening, doorway, archway, pocket doors to your left and go into the living room, that's fine to have that sofa directly in front of the opening or across from it, because that chi isn't coming directly through the front door, and that really active chi that you may want to slow down because it'll create a hectic feeling and anxiety has slowed down by that point.
So if you have rooms with doors, French doors or pocket doors or regular doors, should they be open or closed? Because you want the chi to move, so if you're closing doors, it's not moving.
Right. It depends. In truth, it depends on the source of it and if the chi is negative or positive.
Uh-huh.
So again, that goes back
to that.
Okay. I would have to see the space to decide if that door needs to be there or not.
Mm-hmm. When we're sleeping, are our doors supposed to be open? Closet doors, bedroom doors?
Closed. Doors closed.
Bathroom
doors closed. Bathroom doors closed. All of those things closed. Because think of it, anything like that. And in a bedroom, I'm glad you brought this up because that's one of the next rooms I wanted to move to. The way that you would address a bedroom is very different because you want that to be very calming and you want that to be more serene because that's a place of rest. And it's a place of love and relationship. Those are the elements that you want to emphasize. That's the chi you want to emphasize in that space. And you want to slow down the chi in there as much as you can because it wouldn't be a calm area. So one of the things is placement of the bed. If you're in your room, say you walk in and your door is far to the left, the placement of the bed should not be in front of the door because the energy, and it's too strong coming straight through, and it brings too much busy, fast energy into the space, you won't sleep well. But if you take that bed and you flip it over and you put it on, say, the right wall on the right side of the room, by the time that she goes over, and if you were to put a rectangle down and do it out visually, you would see that she actually has to bend or curve before it gets to you, slows it down. Just like when you're driving a car. You know, when you take the corner, I would hope no one in this room is going to slam on the gas. You know, it will gradually slow it down. And by the time it reaches you over there, it's slowed down. So it's a calmer energy.
Excellent.
You'll sleep better. The wall behind the bed is very important. And one of the things you do want in respect to that is headboards being upholstered or solid wood. That way the chi doesn't like slip through. But there can be other environments, and again, I have to see the room, where you might want an open headboard to let the chi flow. It changes, you know, from
I want to
house
talk to
house.
You about that because I have to tell you a story about that. Well, we're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a beautiful year-round lakefront home with three bedrooms located at 276 Lake Road on Lake Sheridan for $275,000. This home has a modern kitchen and a bath, a propane fireplace, a covered scenic porch overlooking the lake. It also has a dock with a covered area for hanging out, parking for four cars, a walk-up attic for storage, a newer boiler, and lots of charm. So if you are interested in a three-bedroom, year-round lakefront home, give us a call about 276 Lake Road on Lake Sheridan for $275,000.
We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting, too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. For the second week in a row, we have a fabulous guest, Scott Frazier, interior designer. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me again. And that's how I would describe myself. Really good. Complimentary word like that. Thank you so much.
Fabulous. That's very nice of you. Do you like that?
Well, I don't know if I picked that exact one. But
terrific. Fantastic.
Yeah,
phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. Designer of the stars, that kind of thing.
Okay, yeah. Great. Wonderful. How do we get in touch with you, please?
My contact number is 570-575-4854. And my email is freze69b@yahoo.com.
Okay. Wonderful. Now, before the break, we stopped at the bedroom. We were talking about the bedroom and applying feng shui principles in the bedroom. And you had mentioned how important the wall is where you place your bed. Why?
Correct. The wall behind your bed should be solid. Optimally, it should be solid because that solid wall is grounding and it's safe. You know, a lot of what feng shui focuses on, feng shui is really, it's set up for the human, not the house. So some things might not be as aesthetically pleasing as not following, or as if you did follow it, because it is set up, again, it's set up for the senses and the harmony within the human.
So you're creating this.
Yeah.
We are creating this. Mm-hmm. One is creating this.
Correct.
Okay.
So behind you, having that solid wall promotes stability and calm. And just as human beings, there's always a bit of a feeling of threat. So if the wall behind you is open, there can be a threat there because you don't know what's going on. But if it's solid, everything is stopped and you're secure. So it creates a sense of security and stability to have the wall be solid.
Okay.
Yeah, the wall behind our bed is solid. It used to be the exterior of the building at one time. In the house, there was an addition put on.
Yeah.
So it's solid.
And you put insulation in it, too.
Oh, it's solid as a rock.
Or soundboard or something.
Yeah, it's solid.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it is the wall of the main bathroom.
Right.
It shares that bathroom wall.
Doesn't have to be. That's not a problem. It's a problem if there is, on the opposite side of that wall, if there's a sink, a toilet, or a shower, something like that, or I think, like Pat was saying, he has a bidet in that bathroom.
And not a bodega, a bidet.
A bidet, right. I'm just surprised that you're telling people that here in Northeastern PA that you have that in your
They're
house.
Like, what? But they're like, what? What's that?
What's that? It's like a little shower.
Yeah, it's a great thing for hygiene. Let's move on. They, any of those
very European,
yes, very yes. European.
Any of those things that has flowing water in it is not a good element to have on that wall because water is flowing and moving, which is activity, which doesn't promote calming sleep and security. It actually breaks the solid wall behind the bed. It actually kind of breaks it if there's a water element like that on the other side of it.
So, what does one do?
What does one do if that is your situation?
Yes, that's our situation because okay. Our other walls have windows. Mm-hmm. We can't place the bed anywhere else.
Okay, then what you would want to do is you have the solid wall, so that's good. But to counteract the water element, you want to look at you need to solidify it more. So things that would solidify it more, like a wood element. So if your headboard was wood, you're going to create more stability on that back wall. That's going to help remedy it because you're going to take the movement of the water and that negative chi in this instance, because again, could be negative or positive. In this instance, it's negative. You're going to counteract it by putting a solid element in on the wall.
Got it.
Okay.
Very good.
Good. That is one solution for a space like that. You know, if the water's on the other side of the wall that your bed is on.
Okay.
Okay.
What else do you see in bedrooms that people don't realize?
Again, a big space for clutter. Pick up your things, people. Just pick up your things. We don't ask much. You know what I mean? Pick up your stuff. Put a smile on your face. That's not setting the bar high. Pick it up. The other thing is, because again, if you're coming into a space that is supposed to be, in truth, the most calming, serene space in the whole house, because this is where you sleep. This is where you come to relax. If you're in a busy house with 4 children and 2 dogs and 3 cats and you both work, and that's a busy, busy house. When you go into your bedroom, that should really be your sanctuary. Not just in feng shui, but in design also. It really should be. When you step in there, you should be able to shut the door and do your best to leave it all out there. And one of the things that does that is if you walk in and you see that clutter, it's too much visual activity for your eyes. Immediately, the chi starts to rev up and move faster in the space. So you want to slow it down. Neatness slows it down. The other thing that I see that is a big mistake is color. You know, you definitely want to work in cool blues and greens. You want to calm it down. That's why if anyone notices or thinks it through, when if you go to a spa, many times they're painted that light, easy, oceany blue or that nice, serene, celery green, like to calm it down because they have a soothing effect. So that's another mistake. Like if somebody paints it red, that's going to really, really buck up the activity. So in rules of feng shui, they would say no because it creates too much activity within the space.
And artwork over the bed.
Artwork over the bed is fine.
But
depending on the subject matter.
Right.
Exactly. It has to be.
Landscapes.
Yes, calming environments.
Right.
Calming. Think of things that are just much more calming in that artwork. So you don't want to see anything like, I guess, so what would have to happen is, in reference to directly artwork over the bed, is, Jackie, Pat, you're going to have to take down that big insane clown posse poster that's above your bed. Take it down. Too much visual activity. I know it's there. But so it does want to be a more calm, serene piece of art.
Like a calming sunset or something like that. Or a beach
calming
view.
Sunset, or maybe even like a night. Oh, like since you have a bidet, what if you tied it and you had like a Parisian picture of one of the rivers in Paris at night? That would be a wonderful thing to put in a space like that.
Got it. How about bathrooms? What do we do in bathrooms in terms of feng shui?
Bathrooms, again, you want a more calming environment. You don't want it to be too visually active because even in an environment like that, if you choose like the wrong color or, you know, if you're pulling negative chi, you can get like an upset stomach because the bathroom is a healthier part of the house.
I go into some bathrooms in some houses and
it's purple.
That blood red. I'm like, whoa, yeah. Where's the party?
And again, if you love red and you consulted an interior designer like myself or a feng shui practitioner, they would explain to you how you can counteract it to use the red. So you could still bring in things that you love. You know, it just, you have to find ways to work around them or balance them.
Okay, so what colors should one really think about in bathrooms?
In bathrooms, again, you want to lean more towards greens, blues, and yellows, believe it or not, because spiritual health and well-being. So those are colors you want to bring in, you know, golds, things like that. So they're, so they have that sort of feeling. The other great thing about painting your bathroom that color is it's one of the rooms that you're in the morning. Everybody is. That is going to help wake you up and give you a happier, warmer sense of well-being to take with you. So that is another good color for a bathroom.
That's what you carry out into the world,
you got
right?
It.
You
know? Exactly. Bing. Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head.
Okay.
You know, that's been my philosophy of interior design since the very beginning.
Well, I think I actually stole that line from you, one of our conversations.
You did, and I think you're shameless, but...
well, I just credited you, so.
Thank you.
All right.
But I think, you know, when I started to do interiors, one of the goals is I feel... Because some people think it's just... It's just nonsense, or it's crap, and it's not. Oh, you just who cares if it looks nice? That's a function. Some people just really don't care about it, Pat. But then, in truth, my feeling is this: when I put a home together, if your home is put together and it represents who you are, and it's done with a discerning eye, and it's going to make you feel happier. You're going to look at that space. You're going to look at that room. You're going to look at that house. You're going to be proud of it. You're going to be happy. And it's so important because it's what we live our lives in. And those are the feelings that I think you take out into the world. And that's what you share with the world. And if the feeling is bad and it's anger and the place is run down and full of clutter, and you're going to bring that out into the world. And that's a bad situation. He's the guy behind you, you know, giving you the finger and screaming in the car because he's mad. Because I bet you his house is hideous. But so that's what I think design was. I think that's always been my goal, is to create that kind of environment to bring out in the world. And the great thing is feng shui does exactly that. I think that's why I connect with it a lot.
Yeah, well, you are a wealth of information, and we have had two wonderful weeks of discussion regarding feng shui. If someone wants to get in touch with you, it's Scott Fraser, interior designer. How does one call you, email you, please?
My contact number is 570-575-4854, and my email is fraz69b@yahoo.com.
Would you come back next week? I want to talk about some design principles.
I would love to. I would love to. I'd love to be involved with that. I'd be happy to.
In the design world. Okay.
All right.
So I want to pick your brain there.
Okay.
Please. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a two-family home located at 23 Garfield Avenue in Carbondale for only $73,000. This home has two two-bedroom apartments. It has a very nice wraparound front porch, updated electrical panels, natural gas heat, and a nice detached two-car garage. So if you're looking for that great investment property or looking to live in one apartment and have the rent pay the mortgage, this might be for you. And it is priced to sell at $73,000. That's 23 Garfield Avenue in Carbondale, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. The Wall Street Journal says his and hers bathrooms are trending. These are bathrooms that contain separate spaces for a couple. While homeowners have traditionally poured most money into kitchen upgrades, an increasing share are now spending more on bathrooms. His and her master bathrooms first started in high-end luxury homes. Now they are beginning to appear in a wider range of homes with larger spaces and dedicated fixtures for each partner. The trend is partly fueled by couples getting ready for work at the same time and not wanting to trip over each other as they do so. Also, wealthy baby boomers are hitting the age where they seek comfort and tranquility, splurging on a space where they can spend time together. A recent survey by the National Association of Home Builders found that 6% of buyers consider his and hers baths essential. Men focus on showers while women want relaxing tubs. But some couples are also requesting enormous shower areas with two shower heads and multiple body sprays. And many Americans are still looking for more bathrooms. rather than just one large one. Some 30% of new homes sold today have three or more bathrooms, up from 20% a decade ago. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.